A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adunuju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon de Uwai Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're looking at the book of Acts, chapter number 7, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "And the patriarchs became envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house." God was with Joseph. The beauty of the presence of God is seen in the many things he makes happen in our lives. I mean, the many things God's presence makes to happen. It makes many great things happen for a man. Joseph, in this passage of scriptures, was hated by his brothers, envied and hated, or hated and envied. And let me make it clear, every man of glory, a man of destiny, will be hated, will be envied. There will be envy, there will be hatred for a man who carries great glory. Joseph was a carrier of glory, and the Bible says the patriarchs became envious because of the glory of Joseph, because of his coats of many colors, and above all, because of his dreams. If you have a beautiful coat, a more beautiful coat than others, get ready for their envy. If you have a dream, you will be envied by the people who have no dream, but whose dream is not as glorious as your dream. Get ready for envy. If you carry glory, you will be envied. Joseph was envied by his brothers, and the Bible says they sold him. Look at that verse 9 again. The patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. It does not matter the level of envy or hatred that you may be experiencing. What is most important is that God be with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? And that is the greatest asset you need to succeed in life and in destiny, the presence of God with you. It was what made all the difference, but God was with him. They envied him, they hated him, they delivered him to slavery, sold him to slavery, but God was with him. And so it doesn't matter those who are hating you. It doesn't matter what they have done to you or what they are doing to you. What is most important is that God should be with you. The presence of God with you is what makes the difference in life. And it is my prayer that the Lord will be present with you. God will be with you, and his presence will make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. Let's look at these two verses and see what the presence of God, particularly in verse 10, made happen in the life of Joseph. Number one, God delivered him. The presence of God in his life brought about his deliverance. But God was with Joseph, and he delivered him. The deliverance of God. God delivered Joseph from everything the enemy put along his way. Everything they brought his way to stop him from achieving his dream, God delivered him from them all. God delivered him from the pit. Don't forget, they threw Joseph into the pit, but God delivered him. It was God that delivered Joseph when his brothers brought him out to sell him. It was the deliverance of God that made them to sell Joseph. They sold him, but it was God that was delivering him. And when they sold him and God was still going to deliver him, God ensured that he was sold to Potiphar. And when God was still going to deliver him, God made Potiphar's wife to lie against Joseph. Joseph was lied against and he was sent to prison. Again, God came through for him in prison. God delivered him. The presence of God with you will cause your deliverance from whatever the enemy may put along your way. And I am praying that whatever the enemy might have put along your path to destiny, the presence of God with you will deliver you from them all. Whatever the trouble or troubles that you are experiencing or facing, like Joseph, God will deliver you out of them all. You will be delivered out of all your troubles in the name of Jesus. And secondly, God gave him favor. You will be given favor this week and always. You will be given favor. A man of glory who will enter into his realm of glory must enjoy the favor of God. Even Christ Jesus increased in favor with God and with men. And ditto for John the Baptist, favor. The favor of God will be upon you. So God gave Joseph favor. He will give you favor. And the favor of God will become evident upon your life and upon your destiny. You need the favor of God. Favor will open great doors for you and give you those things that people are thinking that you are not qualified for or you do not merit. Number three, God gave him wisdom. The Bible says, and he gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh. You need wisdom to manage your favor. When God gives a man favor, when favor opens the door for a man, this man needs wisdom to manage his favor. There are those who have been favored by God and favored by men, but they lack the wisdom to manage the favor they have obtained, so they lost their favor again. God will give you wisdom to manage your favor. Every man of favor needs wisdom to manage that favor. Every successful man needs wisdom to manage the success. Every man who has been given promotion needs the wisdom of God to manage that promotion. Every man who has been given resources in any way needs the wisdom of God to manage the resources. Don't ever forget Rehoboam. Rehoboam was given a position by reason of inheritance because of the fact that he was the son to King Solomon. Unfortunately, his lack of wisdom made him lose the favor that was given to him. He lost the kingdom to foolishness, to lack of wisdom. And that's why I said you need the wisdom of God to manage the favor that is given to you. God will give you favor. He will also give you wisdom to manage that favor. God will give you success. He will also give you wisdom to manage the success. He will give you prosperity, but he will also give you wisdom to manage that prosperity. So no matter what you get, please get wisdom. And that's why Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore get wisdom. And with all your gettings, get understanding. And so God was with Joseph. God delivered him. He will deliver you. He gave him favor. He will give you favor. He gave him wisdom. He will give you wisdom. And finally, the Bible says, and he made him governor. He made him. May God make you. There is no man who has the ability to make another man. It is God who makes men. God will make you. God made him governor over Egypt and over all the house of Pharaoh. God will make you. Jesus told Peter and Andrew, his brother, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, follow me and I will make you. God is the maker of men, and as you follow him, he will make you. My prayer is that the God of heaven will make you. I am praying that God will give you everything you need for life and for godliness. He will fulfill his purpose in your life and in your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and cry out to God and say, Father, deliver me out of every trouble that men may bring my way, out of every trouble on my path. Deliver me from them all in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray that you will deliver me from all the troubles along my path to destiny. Deliver me from the envy of the people. Deliver me from the hatred of people. Deliver me out of all the troubles that the enemy may bring my way in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let your presence deliver me from them all, and let your presence give me favor. Let your presence give me wisdom, and let your presence make me in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, asking that your presence will deliver me out of all my troubles, that your presence will give me favor, that your presence will give me the wisdom to manage the favor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, O God, that by your presence you will make me the man that you have designed me to be, and let your name be honored and be praised. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let me see the product of wisdom and favor in my life and family and business today, in the name of Jesus. Let me see the product, the effect of your favor and of your wisdom in my life and in my destiny, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Eternal God, because it is done. Blessed be your name forever, in Jesus' precious name. I pray that the presence of the God of heaven will be with you as he was with Joseph. I pray that the presence of the Lord will deliver you from the troubles that envy and hatred of people have brought to your life. That whatever trouble may come along your path, I pray that the presence of the Lord with you will deliver you from them all, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the Lord God of heaven will give you favor. As he gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor. I pray that the Lord will give you the wisdom to manage the favor that he gives to you. And I pray that God will make you. He will not leave you in the hands of men. He will make you for his glory, in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray that this day, the fruit, the product, the effect of wisdom and favor will be seen in your life and in your destiny, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us today at 5:30 p.m. for Covenant Renewal Service. It is the day that ends the month, and so we renew our covenant of peace and protection and provision with the Almighty God. 5:30 p.m. Communion will be served. You may wish to join that meeting. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and a fruitful ending of the month of February, and the Lord bless you.